Back to the U.S. now. It's been about 2 weeks since Hurricane Ike barreled through the Gulf. People in Galveston, Texas are returning home, and some services are being restored. But many homes suffered serious damage. That includes some of the city's Victorian mansions. They were built in the 19th century, when Galveston was a prosperous seaport. One book attempted to document Galveston's past glory. It features photographs by the late French photojournalist Henri Cartier-Bresson. He was moved by the city's faded charm. The world's Adeline Sear has this appreciation of one of the photographer's lesser-known works.
When Dwayne Jones first returned to Galveston, he was relieved to see that Hurricane Ike had only caused wind damage to his home. But as the head of the Galveston Historical Foundation, which manages 15 properties, Jones has a huge cleanup task ahead of him. He has spent days trudging through the sludge in knee-high boots, trying to get used to the smell. He says he and his staff were shocked at the destruction.
Our downtown office headquarters at the 1861 U.S. Custom House took a really heavy hit with about 5.5 at some point 8 feet of water in it. All of our first floor offices were pretty much destroyed. That was a surprise for us because we had not really had that kind of flooding in downtown Galveston, probably since the 1900 storm, which was the big storm for Galveston.
The 1900 hurricane was the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history. It washed away much of Galveston, including about half of its ornate mansions. The city lost its role as the state's primary seaport, and it's been on a slow decline ever since. But in the 1960s, Houston architect Howard Barnstone launched an effort to preserve what was left of old Galveston. He produced a book of photography called The Galveston That Was. Peter Brink is with the National Trust for Historic Preservation in Washington, D.C. He wrote the afterword for the book's most recent edition.
The book, when it came out in 1966, friends have described it as an alarm bell. It focused all this attention on the rich architecture of Galveston and really was written as a requiem, saying all this is disappearing. And Howard did that, I think, to shock people, and it helped.
The book helped crystallize a conservation effort for the city, and that's in part because of the men hired to take the photographs. One was American architectural photographer Ezra Stoller. The other was Henri Cartier-Bresson. The French photojournalist was well known for his candid street scenes in places like Spain, France, and India. So he wasn't the most obvious candidate for recording Galveston's fading opulence. But the Houston art collectors Jean and Dominique de Ménil persuaded him to take the job. Howard Barnstone's widow Gertrude says she was thrilled when she heard the news.
I couldn't believe it because I had always just idolized that man, his photographs. I was just struck and just awestruck. And he wasn't only a fabulous genius of a photographer, but such a sweet connecting person when he was talking to you or to anyone.
So the project began. Again, Peter Brink.
Cartier-Bresson came down, spent 10 days in Galveston, did his marvelous mix of photographs that really mixed architecture and the whole sense of the lassitude or the slowness, the slow decay in Galveston by both the condition of the buildings and by showing older people often and sometimes children juxtaposed with the buildings.
Here's one example from the book.
This is on page 40. It's just a vernacular Greek Revival house. But sitting on the porch are three older men, and they're sitting on a couch that's all torn. You know, the stuffing is showing. And yet the three men are framed by these magnificent columns and balustrades. So it's almost a statement that here is this magnificent architecture and it is decaying, and the community that resides in it is older and not doing well.
Brink says the French photographer captured the soul of this fading American city, and he had a soft spot for it. That's clear when Brink reads a letter the photographer sent to his friend, Houston art collector Jean de Ménil.
When Jean de Ménil asked him, "What did you think of Galveston?" he responded, "I believe that the better way to tell you what I think will be to do a book on Galveston that expresses this strange and ephemeral life of this butterfly of the 19th century. I hope that my photographs have been able to transmit the elegance, the charm, the rigor of this architecture, representing a world which, unhappily, has disappeared.
Galveston resident Dwayne Jones is taking steps to make sure this world doesn't disappear entirely. He says in spite of the monumental cleanup ahead, he's optimistic about the future of his city and its old buildings.
All of the things that we have to deal with, we can fix in time. It's just going to be slow and painstaking, but we're already making progress. Every day that you walk the streets, it looks a little bit better.
For The World, I'm Adeline Sear.